Hello and welcome to the Inside Dish on Lehigh Valley Art Salon, where we explore the culinary arts in and around the greater Lehigh Valley. I'm Mike Drabenstadt, your host for our gastronomic tour of our region's amazing food scene. I'm here with Derek Wallen and Chris Topping, who are owners of Roasted, a unique and friendly breakfast and lunch spot here on the south side of Bethlehem, right down the street from our WDIY studio. So Derek and Chris, thanks for strolling down and joining us here on WDIY.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Tell me a little bit about Roasted and how you would describe the atmosphere and the food that you serve there.
Roasted is a breakfast and lunch spot. We do a lot of farm-to-table, locally sourced food.
We try to strive for keeping with the basics, but also expanding not just nutritionally, but like we add vegetables and things, you know, incorporate them more into our meals and try to stick with that, you know, and stay local. Like our eggs, we finally just switched over to full. The full menu is nothing but cage-free organic now.
We're actually using the nesting box out in Kempton.
Oh, so not only cage-free, but local as well.
Yes.
Correct.
Yes.
Excellent. Good to hear. So tell me how the restaurant came together. You haven't even been open a year yet, right?
Right. Just over 6 months. The restaurant became one of the other partners that isn't here, Shelley, worked at Blue Sky and became very involved in Blue Sky, in which we thought one day we would take it over. Unfortunately, Blue Sky did close, but it opened up a new gateway for us to open up Roasted and pave the path of what Roasted is now.
So it was an opportunity not for you to take someone else's vision and build on it, but build a whole new vision yourself, correct?
Correct, to a degree. I mean, we still incorporate some of the good things that we had from Blue Sky, but definitely expanding and continuing to evolve.
And what would your background be in the culinary arts? Is this the first restaurant you've operated? Have you worked at other restaurants?
I was a sous chef in State College in a previous life and worked in many restaurants from the age of 15, basically into my, my 30s. And then always wanted to get back into it, but not until I could afford to be more of an ownership role.
And Derek?
I was in the food industry a lot when I was younger, but that kind of went on hiatus. However, I started getting more into the culinary world and finding my passion for cooking, which kind of led us to wanting to do more of a restaurant.
And I know compared to some other restaurants I've been in, it seems like Roasted has a little bit more of an emphasis on some vegetarian options and maybe some vegan options. Is that a personal preference, or are you responding to what the community is looking for?
I think it's a little bit of both. I am not vegetarian or vegan strictly, but I have a lot of friends that are. And whenever I have personal parties, dinners and stuff like that, I'm always conscious of that. And I feel the Lehigh Valley has somewhat of a void for vegan, especially friendly restaurants. I feel a lot of people just kind of try and make food vegan rather than start from the beginning and build a sandwich or a plate that is fully vegan.
And Shelley's vegetarian as well. And actually, a majority of our wait staff is vegan. So that definitely helps pushing us in that direction.
So when you're creating vegan dishes to serve at Roasted, do they maybe require a little bit more thinking or creativity to create something savory, considering you don't have some of the traditional cooking staples like butter or cream or bacon, which is has a lot of flavor to it?
This is a great time, I think, to be getting into the more vegan options because for the last decade or two, so many different vegan ingredients have evolved and become like just staples as cheeses and butters and things like that, that you can really substitute quite freely with, which maybe a decade ago weren't on the market yet or just not that good.
And one of the big things we get to experiment weekly, especially during the winter time, is soups. Every week we have a new soup. And to touch upon like your creaminess, you know, the last time we made a one of our soups, it was with an almond based cream, a cashew or cashew. So there are a lot of things that we can play with to get that texture without actually using any dairy or meat.
And to get some of that depth, it's almost like maybe a painter having more colors to choose from on a palette.
Right.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
I know when people talk about the local food scene, which is what the show is all about, a lot of people look to higher-end restaurants like Bolit or some of the places in Easton. But I imagine there's a role for restaurants like Roasted to contribute to the local food scene. And in that case, what do you think your role is in providing options to people?
I think our biggest role is local sustainability. I value local business as I own multiple local businesses. And I think that's a big thing in the area anymore. We try and strive to have everything local. Obviously, it's not advantageous for everything. But we try our best, and we do have even our one chalkboard exemplifying the local vendors that we have.
I believe also just the back to my what I call my granola upbringing mother, you know, and always eat your veggies and just the day-to-day meals of introducing local but nutritional meals also as well that you can afford every day. You know, this is an everyday kind of place. It's not a, you know, let's save up and go out. Although I love Bolit, I love Savory Grill. You know, those are great places.
Right. And I think there's something to be said about being able to go to a place either for breakfast every weekend or every other week and still get a nice variety of food and something that's a little bit creative.
Exactly. Exactly.
Now, how is serving breakfast and lunch dinner from maybe a restaurant that might serve lunch and dinner, where to me those are two very separate meals that might require either more prep or more menu options as opposed to maybe a lunch where they're just serving some smaller portions of what they might serve for dinner? What issues might that create for you?
We're working through those issues right now. We are trying to, you know, appeal to as many people as possible and have as diverse a menu as we can, and then while also considering the food costs and the limited space we have for prep and all and refrigeration freezing, and we try not to freeze, you know, pretty much anything that we don't have to.
And our portion size is a lot larger. You go and you get a scramble, which fills up the plate, or pancakes, which are as big as the plate. So I think you definitely have a lot of value in the food that we are providing, and definitely come hungry.
And what are some of the favorite dishes that customers request over and over?
We have quite an array of dishes that people are really into, but the savory pancakes are one. What they just, you know, it's not for everyone, but, you know, the people that get them, they're, you know, addicted right away. And also the stir scrambles that we have, where you have the bed of vegetables with the home fries and some with or some without meat, and then the scrambled eggs on top, and the cheese. Mm-hmm. We always got to have the cheese.
And more recently, in January, we introduced breakfast tacos, and everyone loves tacos.
And certainly from my standpoint, yeah, as I said, the vegetable chili is fantastic. Yeah. Nice, thick, hearty, good stuff. You're only about a block, maybe two blocks from Lehigh's campus. What influence, if any, does the proximity of Lehigh have on your restaurant, either both good or bad?
It has significant influence. A lot of our customers are Lehigh kids. I think it also has influence on the times that we're busy. As most college kids wouldn't want to wake up early. We tend to be a little bit slower before the hours of, you know, 8:30, 9 o'clock. But definitely pack for lunch. And Lehigh kids are willing to wait around, you know, for a half an hour, 45-minute wait to have our food, which is just awesome.
And we do incorporate their schedule into our schedule, so it definitely has an impact, knowing when their tours are and big weekends and when they're on spring break, so we know we don't probably need to prep quite as much.
Now, what sort of things do you like to eat when you're not in the restaurant?
Being a foodie, I love to eat everything. I mean, I probably want two of my go-to things, if I see it on the menu, would be duck and lobster. I actually just got back from Boston earlier this week. I was at the marathon, and one of the first meals I had was a truffle lobster mac and cheese, and of course, a lobster roll.
And Chris,
what was the question?
Are there any particular foods that you like to eat when you're not at the restaurant?
I eat pretty much everything. Before I came here, I had a croissant with spreadable brie that I got from the Cisco Food Show, and some mixed berry jelly. You know, I like the fact that we have scrapple on the menu. I enjoy that every once in a while. And there is no, the only staple is variety, really.
So are there any, I know you've only been open for around 6 months at this time, or have there been any either embarrassingly fun things that have happened in the restaurant during those 6 months that you'd like to share with our guests? Actually, let me say that again. Have there been any embarrassingly fun things you'd like to share with our listeners?
Opening weekend, our flat top stopped working, and we ran out to the restaurant store and bought a electric griddle real quick, like the size that you'd cook at home on the weekend. And we've since got
that
those
was a
things.
Lot of fun.
Yeah, that was a
it's
lot.
It's a nice backup.
Mm-hmm. We may use it to hold home fries for now. But yeah, other than that.
How about any moments that you've been most proud of in those first 6 months?
I mean, I think even before we opened, we did a lot of work to build what Roasted is now. You know, as you go in, you see that it is significantly different than Blue Sky. So I think that is something to be proud of. I'm proud of my staff. I mean, our staff is awesome.
Amen to that.
They will stick by us for whatever reason. And it's just great. The overall atmosphere, we just love it.
Well, Derek and Chris, thank you for joining us here at WDIY.
Thank you.
Best of luck for our continued success with Roasted.
Thank you. Thanks. We'll see you at Roasted.
I'm Mike Dravenstadt, and this is The Inside Dish on Lehigh Valley Art Salon.